In April, May, and July, Governor Justice and the State Department of Health and Human Resources provided three separate payments, totaling about $100 per foster child to foster families. The funding came from the CARES Act, which Congress passed in March. Some lower-income families received additional support. Marissa Sanders, who runs the Foster, Adoptive, and Kinship Parents Network, says many families are worried about continuing to care for their foster children.
Families are faced with income challenges or childcare and work challenges.
Sanders says foster parents are also concerned about their family's health. She says it isn't clear if foster parents will be able to make the decision, for example, to do virtual school.
It takes a lot of the decision making for, in terms of my family's safety, out of my hands. And so I worry that we'll see some people get frustrated with that, or people who just say, I have to work and I can't get childcare.
A spokesperson with the DHHR says the agency is committed to getting foster families the support and resources they need. As a result of legislation passed earlier this year, the state increased rates for certified foster parents from $19.73 a day to $26 a day. During the pandemic, there have been fewer referrals for investigations of child abuse or neglect compared to 2019. It's not yet clear if cases of abuse are going underreported because children are out of school and not being seen by teachers, or how the return to school this fall may affect our already overwhelmed foster care system. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.